to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I'm your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by On Code Clothing. Ladies and gentlemen, 2020 is the decade for black empowerment, so y'all need to step into this game looking and feeling fly with On Code Clothing. This thing of ours is exclusive codified gear that's for the melanated family. You need to go to oncodeclothing.com to check out the BCU collection. It's a collection of collegiate apparel honoring some of the best educators, entrepreneurs, freedom fighters, and so many more. So go to oncodeclothing.com, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm going to do tonight, guys? Later on in the broadcast, I'm going to take calls. I haven't taken calls in a long time, so that's going to be fun. I haven't taken calls in a long time. It's been, about a year or so. I don't know how long it's been, but I haven't taken calls, but I'm going to take calls. So what I need y'all to do right now, hit that thumbs up button, hit the subscribe button, and what we're going to do, let's take that real quick commercial break, and we will be right back. Right here on Tariq Radio.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. And I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Check out my dude, Kevin Derrick Gentry, a.k.a. the Boss Hog Macaroni, the relationship coach. He's offering a one-hour free phone call about getting women, stepping your game up, how to make the ladies fall in love with you, how to get respect from your peers, how to become an alpha male, and how to step your money game up. My man is real thorough with the game. You can check out his YouTube at The Boss Hog Macaroni. Also, give my dude a call at 770-946-2453. Also, try him at 404-207-5640.
Are you an employee looking to document mistreatment? Are you a citizen looking to record encounters with law enforcement officers? The 8GB Voice Recorder Watch from RecorderWatch.com may be the solution for you. Key features include voice-activated recording, time and date-stamped files, password protection, long battery life. Rely on documented audio and not your memory by heading over to RecorderWatch.com and purchase the 8GB Voice Recorder Watch today.
Get ready for the event of the year.
Let's get it. Here we go.
The Foundational Black American Conference, happening Saturday, June 20th, 2020, at the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta. Hosted by Tariq Nasheed, with special guests Professor James Small, Judge Joe Brown, Shahrazad Ali, Dr. Boyce Watkins, Riza Islam, Dr. Kaba Kamenei, and many more to be announced. This is the empowerment event you don't want to miss. Get your tickets and vending slots at FBAC2020.com. That's FBAC2020.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave a little blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I said, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
What's up, guys? We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Glad to have y'all tuning in, folks. By the way, you only have a couple of days to take advantage of the Hidden Colors Black History Month DVD sale. The sale ends this Friday, so you actually have 2 days left, ladies and gentlemen. You only have 2 days left to get Hidden Colors 1 through 5, as well as the 1804 Hidden History of Haiti DVD. You'll get all six DVDs for $49. That's half off for the month of February. This has been a great sale. Let me shout out to everybody who has taken advantage of the sale already. I appreciate you. Much love and respect to you. And like I said, we got 2 days left, so you guys can go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get the sale right now. You got 2 days left. HiddenColorsFilm.com. Also, don't forget to get your tickets at FBAC2020.com. FBAC2020.com, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to all the late night folks that's up. Be sure to hit that thumbs up button and hit that like button. And by the way, I'm going to take some calls a little bit later. The phone number is 818-850-5404. We'll take calls a little later, but I want to touch on this real quickly. But I'm going to talk about what Twitter is doing. Twitter, next week, or is it this weekend? It's next week. It's actually next week. Twitter Live announced that they're going to have a Black Twitter discussion. Black Twitter Live. And Twitter said, we're honored to bring together some of the most powerful voices from Black Twitter to discuss the impact and influence of this dynamic community. And as you see on the screen, folks, look at some of the people that they're going to have. It's going to be Bussy Palooza. It's Fuckboy Fest. It's Bedwinch Woodstock. It ain't nothing but a bunch of shea butters, moist niggas, fuck niggas, and non-foundational Black Americans. Most of these people are not even foundational Black Americans or their anchors. They got people like April Rain, who's a known shea butter, Sylvia Obell, I think she's a non-foundational Black American, Mickey Kendall, she's a known mammy, George Johnson, he's a Gay Lives Matter dude who the white media, they use him to attack Black people and call Black people homophobic all damn day. Michael Harriet, another fuck nigga over at The Root. Fred T. Joseph, I've been telling y'all, these are Democratic shills. He's another moist fuck nigga immigrant who sits up and talks greasy about Black Americans. Then they got Jack Dorsey, the owner of Twitter. He's going to be a part of the discussion, so that's interesting. Jamela Lemieux. You know, the bullshit can't be complete without Jamela Lemieux. I mean, these are people who Black society don't take seriously whatsoever. These are people who Black society do not take seriously in any shape, way, form, or fashion. Somebody said Coonapalooza, Coonchella, Bussapalooza. It's ridiculous. And just the fact that these are the people that they're trying to push out there as some type of Black influencers. These are niggas who work or who are trying to get jobs with the white left-wing media establishment. These niggas are shills of all of these nonprofits, these LGBT nonprofits. They're basically a bunch of puppets for the left-wing white supremacists. That's all they are. Reagan Gomez Preston, really? Who the hell is she influencing? Reagan Gomez Preston, who uses the name Gomez to sound exotic. Her dad's name is Preston, but she has to use the name Gomez because her mama's Puerto Rican, and that's something that she wants to really, really put out there. She wants to let you know that she's an anchored Negro. She has to let you know she's more exotic by using the Gomez. That's her little thing there. Her dad's name is Preston. Her dad's a Negro from America. It's the foundation of Black American, but her mama's Puerto Rican, so we're going to really emphasize that mama to make me seem more exotic. And didn't she marry, like, another anchor nigga? This nigga looks kind of Asian, a Blasian. So that just shows that mentality. So this is what you're going to get. This is why it's important for us to control the narrative, for us to be codified and act as the media, because the white supremacists are desperate now to prop up the shills that they've been working so hard to cultivate. They've been trying to cultivate their Sambos and Mammies and shills for a long time, and we've basically delegitimized a lot of them. So they're desperate to try to give them some type of legitimacy, especially now because of the election season. They're especially desperate now. You understand? But most of these Negroes are anchored. And I told you about a lot of these anchored Negroes. A lot of these anchored Negroes, man, especially these folks, some of them ain't anchored. Some of them are just straight up from other places. They're first generation immigrants. But I want y'all to understand, many of them, they have more of a camaraderie with people who are Hispanic and other immigrant groups before they have a camaraderie with us. Their camaraderie with us is way down the line. It's second and third, if that even. They view themselves along the same lines as Asian immigrants and Hispanic immigrants. We really have to understand that. I saw a clip. It was a cat talking about, he was on DJ Vlad's thing. I forgot the brother's name, but he was talking about how a lot of Black gangbangers, they'll bang on other Black people, but when it comes to the Mexican gangs, they want to talk it out. Which is true. Out here in LA, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of cats out here when it comes to the SA gangs. You know, they want to talk it out, but we got to understand who these cats are. Remember, and I've said this many times, in Los Angeles, a lot of gangbangers come from Belizean backgrounds. You have a lot of Black people in the city of Los Angeles with Belizean Black backgrounds. So deep down, they see more of a camaraderie with Latinos than they see with us. This is why they can bang on us hard. But when they see a Mexican or somebody like that, well, that's their exotic immigrant, Hispanic, exotic brethren. There's a lot of that type of shit out here in LA. That's the one funny style thing about LA. You got a lot of folks out here who got these little immigrant backgrounds, a lot of these surface Black folks. You think that they're just regular Black people, but they got a grandma from Belize or Panama, or their mama fucked a Mexican in the 90s, because that was another big thing too out here in LA. Let's keep it a buck. A lot of the hood rats were fucking Mexican dudes having babies in the 90s, real heavy. That was kind of a thing. Let's keep it a buck, y'all. LA, come on, LA. Y'all know what was up. A lot of these hood rats out here fucking these Mexicans in the 90s. And now they're Instagram models now. They done grow up to be exotic Instagram models. They're Afro-Latinas now. You understand? You got a lot of that. You got a lot of these half Black, half Mexicans out here. Who, a lot of me dark as hell, but they have more of a camaraderie with the Hispanic community. And let's not even get on some of these dudes. Some of these niggas get some of that Hispanic pussy and lose their damn mind. Hispanic pussy, it does something to the Negro mind. They don't know what to do when they get some Hispanic pussy. So when you say something about a Hispanic person, those type of niggas will be the first ones jumping down your throat. But the thing is, a lot of black folks out here, man, and I've talked about this before, when we would put up ads looking for certain models for video shoots or commercials we were shooting, we would have a hard time finding black female models because we would use the word black or African-American and we would barely get any responses. That's because so many people out here think that there's something else. They identify with something else. If we use the word exotic, where we're looking for some exotic women, then we'll get everybody sending in responses. It's bad like that out here. You can be sitting down talking to a chick who looks like Lupita, and you be chopping up with her, and you be like, well, you a real fly black American sister. Oh, no, I'm mixed. With what? Pepsi and Coca-Cola? What the fuck you mixed with? You double black? They be black as hell, talking about they damn mixed. So we got that real bad out here in L.A. Well, we got to keep it a buck. A lot of folks out here don't identify with other black folks. They'll identify with a Hispanic before they will identify with a black person. And don't let it be somebody with like a little Belizean background where they, you know, down there in Belize, their grandma was with a Spaniard or something like that, and they're jet black, but they got a little, their hair got a little slight wave, just a slight wave. It's still coarse, it's still textured, but there's a slight little wave to their hair. Don't let them have that. Oh my God. Those LA girls out here with just a little wave to their hair, them motherfuckers will put all types of gel on that shit and slick it down six ways to fucking Sunday and put them fucking baby hairs and then put a Belizean flag in their car window. You can't tell them shit. Oh, it's gonna be gel and baby hair. They're gonna work that fucking wave to the last damn curl. You know who y'all are. I'm talking to my South Central brethren. Out there in South Central, all the Belizean chicks out there, I know y'all. I used to mess with y'all back in the day. I saw you get down with your fucking gel all in your hair. But again, we got to get off that bullshit. This is why, again, I emphasize foundational black Americans. We take pride in our foundational lineage so we can cut out all the bullshit. People finding a camaraderie with other groups who are openly hostile to us. See, we got to get off that nonsense. We got to get off that. And the thing is, some of these shea butter niggas out here, they identify with everything else first, and black is always secondary. It's either they identify with their immigrant side first, and then the black side, or they'll identify with their sexuality and then their black side second. This is why on this list, all of these people are either anchor babies, full immigrant, or they are LGBT. And some of these LGBT Negroes and wenches are getting so ridiculous. And remember, these are people that are shills for the white Democrats. Let's just be very clear on that. These people are shills for the Democrats. And there was a thread going on today by one of these shea butter, one of Jamila Lemieux's little minions. This woman had a thread talking about, and she's LGBT her damn self, and I don't even, if you go to my page, I don't want to give her no pub, but she's talking some shit like, if black women don't want to date a bisexual man, that's homophobic and biphobic. That's the new word. They got a new word now. Biphobic. And I knew this was going here. They're coming out with all these new phobias and phobics. And let me tell y'all something. Pedophobic is coming too. Because that's where all this shit is going. It's going to pedophilia. So they're going to be talking about pedophobia pretty soon because they're trying to normalize pedophilia. But this woman, this shea butter mammy, was up here making a thread talking about how a black woman don't want to date a bisexual man. And also the other day on Twitter, bisexual men was trending. It was like a whole bunch of bisexual men. It was the white LGBT community putting together this trending campaign to make it seem like, okay, yeah, bisexual men are all right. Women, don't be intimidated by a bisexual man. This is just filth that they're trying to promote to us. Sisters, you got enough damn problems. Sisters, I'm talking to my sisters, don't let them run this game on you. That's the last thing you need, them trying to justify you laying up with a man who's laying up with other dudes. You really don't need that type of shit in your life, sisters. You really don't. You don't need a nigga in there stealing your panties. You don't need that. Because like Neely Fuller said, the white supremacists, they want to replace the black woman's vagina with the white man's anus. They want the white man's anus to be the new vagina. You dig? But they're trying to push this filth. They're trying to push this garbage. And we have to reject this stuff. We have to tell these folks we're not going for it. We have to stand tough on this shit because they're trying to come at us hard. And when I told people before, the homophobic thing, they only use that on black Americans. They try to shame us to go along with every little program they have. And if we don't go along with it, they'll try to batter us over the head and call us homophobic. We got to start fighting back on that. We have to stop letting these white supremacists in the LGBT community badger us with that homophobia talk. That's a form of white supremacy when they do that. And just because they'll get their Negro minions like the people you see on the screen here, they usually get their black minions to do it for them. And you have to point out, these are anchor baby Negroes who are not a part of foundational black American society. Most of these Negroes come from countries that have been completely buck broken. They have open pedophilia. They can't say shit about what we got going over here. We have to check that stuff. We have to check it. See, we have to call out the contradictions that these folks have and they throw at us. Speaking of contradiction, on a side note, did y'all see the video of the white actress Hillary Duff? There was a black man who was paparazzi and she was with her kids or whatever, and he was, her kids were having a football game, and the brother was just, you know, taking pictures like paparazzis do. They take pictures of the kids and the actresses. So she confronted this dude. Now, I really didn't like the way it sounded. It just sounded real funny style. Let me see if I can play some of this where she confronted this black photographer, calling him creepy, and it was real funny style. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Oh, come on, shit. Come on. Hold on.
Her kids during a football game.
Oh God, I hate Let's this. Oh, I hate when people are talking over this
video,
shit.
Guys.
Here it is. Okay, so she's walking.
Who are you here with? Who are you here with?
Oh, but she's in full white girl voice, by the way.
I'm here with me.
With you?
Yes.
Do you know any of the people on the team?
No.
Oh, can you stop taking pictures of the kids, please?
It's legal.
It's making me feel really uncomfortable.
Well, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable. You want me to show you ID?
I'm not asking for your ID. I'm asking you to stop taking pictures of our 7-year-old children if you don't know anyone that's here.
But it's legal.
I'm asking you, human to human, as a mother, if you don't know anyone here, can you please stop taking pictures of our...
She's full of shit, by the way, with this. This is some bullshit.
...children playing football this morning.
But I'm just telling you, it's not illegal.
That's okay that you're saying
it's... I'm taking pictures. I'm practicing photography.
Can you practice it on another?
I'm not here to scare you or anything like that.
But you are?
Your paranoia is unwarranted. That's what I'm telling you.
No, it's just an uncomfortability factor that these are 7-year-old children and you don't have a child here.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, there are children and we would like to protect them. So if you could take pictures and practice your photography somewhere else.
Me taking pictures of them It's not. What about other
then
people?
I will just post this to my 15 million followers on Instagram. And
she's trying to build some. I'm white and I say so. That's what she's trying to. She's doing the entitled white woman. I'm white and I say so. You stop. Yeah, I know it's legal, but I'm white and I say so. So you should stop because I'm white and I'm telling you. They don't do this to no damn white photographers.
People know how creepy it is that this is what you're choosing to do on your Saturday morning and make all
who?
Of our
creepy to who?
All of these parents with these
no,
kids.
You're making it creepy because you're the one.
Okay, guys.
Okay. So that's Hillary Duff, the white. The white bread actor, actress, and yeah, Lizzie McGuire. She can go to hell. She can go straight to hell because these white photographers, they don't have a problem photographing Charlize Theron's black adopted kids every other day. They take pictures of those black kids all the time. They don't blur the pictures out. They take pictures of those black kids with dresses on and leotards. They take very weird, creepy pictures of those black children that woman has, the little boys, that they have turned into girls. So, yeah, she can shut the hell up with that bullshit. Yeah, she can shut the hell up with that. She tried to use some white privilege on that brother, see? This is why we got to be all the way on code against these folks. We got to be on code. We got to be codified. If ain't nobody, if people got all these different dual allegiances, they just don't need to be in the mix. All these people who's on that intersectionality garbage, if you want to be down with all of these different immigrant groups and all that stuff, they don't need to be in our mix. Intersectional niggas, man, we have to look at them as the open enemies of black society. We just have to look at them as the open enemy. All they're going to do is undermine us because they're more concerned with swirling. And speaking of that, what's her name? Alexandria Ocasio. She was on The Breakfast Club the other day talking her bullshit. Now listen to this. She's talking that she's always trying to conflate other people's struggles with black struggles. She's a master of doing that shit. That sleight of hand talk. Now listen to her.
And like, no elected official is going to save anybody. And I'm saying that as an elected official. Because, first of all, it's all part of a larger system. So you can have one great, amazing, incredible elected official. They're still in a system that's completely bogged down in the legacies of racism, basically American apartheid with Jim Crow, with the genocide of Native people.
Okay. She always got to slip that stuff in there, the genocide of Native people. And watch the sleight of hand she's doing. They always got to start with Jim Crow and... You know, because most Native, quote-unquote Native Americans now are just basically $5 Indians. Fake Native Americans, they're just basically white people who are faking the funk. But watch the sleight of hand talk she does.
Genocide of Native people with, you know, the fact that we marginalize the people who have always lived on this land, which are Latinos and descendants of Latinos who are Native American.
What? Did y'all hear this fool say the people who have always lived on this land, Latinos? Who? Hold on. Can we dig back in history? What are you talking about? What the fuck is she talking about? What Latinos have always lived on this land? What is she talking about, guys? Help me. Somebody in the chat room, help me. What is she talking about? You see that sleight of hand she just tried to do? She said on the West Coast. Not even on the West Coast. That's some bullshit, too. That's some bullshit, too. Boy, she tried to do a sleight of hand. We've always lived, you know, the people who have always lived on this land, meaning Latinos and Native Americans. Latinos that we know today, they don't even identify as Native Americans. See, they try to play this, and I talked about this before. They'll try to play a lot of Latinos like her, a lot of exploitive Latinos. They try to play three-card Monte with race and ethnicity when it's convenient. One minute they're a minority, the next minute they're white, The next minute, they're Spanish. The next minute, they're Native American. So they try to play whatever's convenient. They'll jump on that. Let me play that again, so just so y'all who didn't miss that. That was just a whole crock of bullshit.
Basically, American apartheid with Jim Crow, with the genocide of Native people, with, you know, the fact that we marginalize the people who have always lived on this land, which are Latinos and descendants of Latinos who are Native American, who are descendants of Native Americans. So
she couldn't get the bullshit out. She couldn't even get that damn lie out. She tried to make the lie make sense. She tried to get that bullshit out and didn't even come out right. See, this is why we have to know history, too. The Native Americans weren't no goddamn Latinos. The Native Americans weren't Latinos. So, see, they try to play that sleight of hand bullshit. Yeah, Latino is not a race. The people who always lived on this land were the black people. See, we got to start controlling the narrative. What these people try to do, they make it seem like there was this country that was popping, and then black people were brought from Africa to the country. That wasn't the case. First of all, black people, dark-skinned Native people, Aboriginal people, we've been here for thousands of years. Let's just get that straight. Like the Olmec people, the Ohlone Indians, the Mojave Indians. You look at these people and the history of them, most of these were black-skinned people. This is why a lot of the Native American tribes would have names like Blackfoot this and Blackfoot that. And let's just be clear. And then when the Spanish came and they brought some of the Moors with them here on this land, like I keep pointing out, the Spanish were ran out of here and the black people remained. So black people have been on this land documented way before everybody else, way before a Latino, way before. So we got to watch these little sleight of hand tricks, the Ouachita Moors. We got to watch these little sleight of hand tricks that they try to pull. They try to be real slick with their language. A Latino didn't exist before the Spanish came over here. A Latino didn't exist. And the Spanish had trouble setting up shop over here. It was the black folks that were establishing relationships with the other Native people that were here. Estevanico, the Moor, look him up. This is why we need to know history. The Folsom people, look them up. Get the book They Came Before Columbus by Ivan Van Sertima. And we got to watch the... See, this is the game that these folks play while y'all sitting up here with your goddamn capes on talking about you're intersectional. These people are coming in trying to be colonizers. AOC is using colonizer language. You understand? That's colonizer language. So we got to be very careful. And also we got to watch out for the immigrants and Sambo coons that are in office who are pushing these nothing burger bills. They got some shit now where they're talking about they're going to push an anti-lynching bill and call it the Emmett Till bill in honor of Emmett Till. Bobby Rush, Bobby Mushmouth Rush, he's a part of this thing. This is a nothing burger. Them pushing an anti-lynching bill means nothing. Because it's already illegal to lynch a person. It's very rare to go out and hang a person in a damn tree and there's a spectacle crowd. That's not happening no more. So the white supremacists, what they'll do, they'll get their little nothing-ass Negroes out there to push some shit that's 60 years too late. They should have pushed that 60 years ago. And again, shout out to our sister Ida B. Wells, because a lot of those lynchings ended up being stopped because of her work. It was Ida B. Wells who was doing a lot of the anti-lynching work. She did the groundwork for a lot of that the NAACP ultimately jumped on and other groups. But it was that sister who was putting in the work. Our sister, Foundation of Black American, Ida B. Wells. But this anti-lynching bill, it's a nothing burger because lynching has now been refined to racially targeted police killings. That's the new lynching now. That's lynching. And if you're not doing anything about that, you're just wasting time. I don't want to hear about no damn anti-lynching bill and Carolyn Bryant. Is she still alive? That's the woman who started all this shit with Emmett Till. She might have died a couple of years ago, but the white woman who lied on Emmett Till, that woman walked around and lived a whole old-ass mayonnaise life. Don't wait till this woman dies, and then a couple of years after her punk ass died, then you talk about you're going to push an anti-lynching bill, and y'all let this woman sit up here with all the dead bodies she helped caused. Remember, the modern civil rights movement really got popping because of the Emmett Till murder. Some people are saying she's still alive. So yeah, I think that woman is still alive. Yeah, I don't want to hear about it. No, if that bill means something, her ass need to be in jail right now. They need to go press charges on her ass right now. The same way y'all going after Bill Cosby for shit in the 1960s, they need to go after her too. Also, guys, they are really going heavy with the coronavirus thing. The coronavirus, boy, in San Francisco, they're talking about it's going to be a state of emergency in San Francisco. And I told people, in San Francisco, all the experiments that go on in San Francisco, you got to watch it. See, this makes me want to put on my tinfoil koofy. Like, what are they trying to do here? What's this thing about? What's this corona thing about? Now it's getting into a lot of scare tactics now. Now it seems like they might start to try to force people to get some kind of shots now. They're scaring people and just every day, the corona's going to get you. The corona's going to get you. This person got it. A whole plane of people got it. A whole ship of people got it. So now when they say, hey, the CDC, we have an immunity virus. So everybody come get this virus. So everybody come get these damn computer chips in your arm. Now, it's getting kind of scary the way people are talking about this stuff now. Yeah, it sounds like vaccine time now. So we got to be very careful of this. Watch the kind of bills they'll try to push past Congress. Like, okay, we all need to get vaccine now. So we got to watch out for this type of stuff. See, this is why we gotta have our own people in office. And we got to start cultivating our own people. We got to start cultivating our own politicians, folks. We got to start doing this on a grassroots level. I'm dead serious. We need to have our own network of lawyers. I keep saying this all around the country. We need to start cultivating our own politicians. And I mean, we need to start doing that now. Family, if you know somebody in your neighborhood, you know a brother, sister who's bright, articulate, who can hold public attention, start cultivating them. Start bigging them up and saying, hey, man, we need to groom you up so you can be one of our people so we can get you in office. We need to start circling our brothers and sisters and really grooming them and protecting them and then putting them in certain positions so that when we need them to do our bidding, we can have them do our bidding. We need to get on that. We need, and I've said this before, just like the white supremacists, they have a whole network of lawyers, the Hispanic community, on a grassroots level. They have a whole network of lawyers that are down. That's what we need. As a matter of fact, I want to get a directory of just down black lawyers. I ain't talking about the Crumps and all these people who are in the pocket of the white establishment. Y'all start hitting me up, all my California cats. If you're a lawyer out here in California, Southern California, email me. My cats on the East Coast in New York, email me. D.C., email me. Atlanta, email me. info@tariqalit.com, and let's chop it up and we can have a network so when things go down in certain cities, we have people on the ground. Yeah, Alton Maddox, man, we need shit, man. Riders like that. We need riders like that. Brothers like Alton Maddox, man, that was a rider. We need brothers and sisters like that. Not Nimmy nominated producers. We don't need that now. Yeah, we need writers like Michelle Alexander. She's a lawyer. Brilliant sister. Love her. Yeah, we need the... We need some of those Johnny Cochran-style brothers that we can cultivate. We need a... We talk about how fly Johnny Cochran was, but we got to understand the community rallied around Johnny and kept Johnny good. No mush mouths. That's what we need. Y'all my California cats? No mush mouth Nimmy-nominated producers. Email me, man, so we can chop it up, so we can really, really network. So when we need to get certain laws passed or rally for something or rally for a certain law in a certain city, we got somebody on the ground who can just give us the ins and outs of the law in that particular city, let us know who's who, what's what, and we can get that thing popping. We really, really need that. Yeah, we got to stop talking about it and start being about it, because see, the white supremacists, they're organizing their Negro shills, like all these people you see on the screen, all these names. See, the white supremacists, they know how to get their coons on the ground. Or they try to put them on the ground, but they're not, like our brother Professor Black Truth said, this is astroturf. This is not grassroots. This is astroturf. These are fake grassroots niggas. The streets ain't fucking with them at all. But they'll put these phony niggas out here to try to do their bidding. So we got to be in a position to counter that. Now, let me get some calls. I haven't taken a call in so long. Let me hear what y'all talking about. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Let me get y'all on here. Let's chop it up with y'all real quick. Let me get some calls and see what's on y'all mind this late night. It's 11 o'clock out here in L.A. right now. So, again, the phone number is 818-850-5404. Here we go. Hey, I can't turn the ringer off. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up? This is Dale from Maryland.
Dale from Maryland. How you doing, brother?
I'm good.
Okay, sound like you. What time is it? Like 2 o'clock out there?
Yeah. You want to dot? Yeah, 2:11.
Hey, what the hell you doing up this late, brother?
I don't know. I just can't sleep, but, you know.
All right, you ain't out there selling bussy, are you? I mean, you ain't between dates.
Hell nah,
all right. Shit. You sound like you're doing something strange for a little piece of change, man. We'll help you out. We'll get a little GoFundMe for you so you ain't got to go out there and do yourself like that. So what's on your mind, bro?
Fuck no. Nah, but I think I actually called before. It was like a few years ago, but, you know, like I just been watching you for a few years, you know. And, like, I'm actually librarian, so I don't know if you probably might think that, damn, well, you would expect, you know, Africans or Caribbeans to age you. But, I mean, for the most part, a lot of the stuff you say is true, you know. I can't disagree, but.
No, I got a lot of love for my African brethren. I got love, just as long as you're not a coon. As long as you're not a coon, I'm cool with you. And you sound cool. If you come over here working with the Democrats against us, then I have a problem. But I ain't got no problem with nobody just because, just because you come from somewhere else. No, not a problem at all. But man, thank you for the call, brother. All right, let me see who else. Shout out to our Liberian brother. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, hello. Tariq Nasheed. This is Hafiz from Brooklyn, New York.
Hafiz.
So I just wanted to know. I know we really want reparations, and that's the main goal. But more and more over time, I'm thinking we really need separation, reparations and separation. I honestly feel we just need some self determination, self law, self rulership. Because I'm just tired of the vaccines. It's like an eternal fight. Everything they try to push on us in every single way, even everything on the TV, everything's against us. So what do you think? I love the fact that reparations is even on, they even talk about it on the presidential debate, but I like the momentum. I just feel like also maybe we could get the momentum to get to separation as well eventually. I know it's a long-term goal, but that's what's on my mind.
I got to ask you now, when people say separate, because this is an argument that a lot of people say, where are we going to go that the white supremacists do not control?
I'm thinking like a territory in America, some type of land in America, there's so many millions of acres in America, some type of land, fertile land that we could make use of for our own people. Even if there needs to be some type of water access, maybe coastal, maybe near a river, but some type of land where we can set up our own laws and own rules over time in America. Because we work for this here. I don't feel like we have to go to a whole nother continent, even though we people
so
are
wait,
the whole
okay,
continent.
Let's talk. See, we gotta talk. Wait, no. See, that's we start talking. And we start talking in cliches and shit, and we gotta talk about it practically. Where? Okay, there's a lot of land.
Right,
name a state. Where?
Name a state. I don't know. Alabama.
Nigga.
Georgia.
Nigga. Okay, you gonna separate from white supremacists in Alabama? Really?
Our own area, though, like
in Alabama,
like, some like you know, like how the Native Americans have their own territory,
right?
Right.
But the thing is, you got to
maybe
be,
some land. It's a lot
like
of
like a reservation.
They
okay.
can't.
But you're not really separating.
Not a reservation.
We already got reservations. It's called the projects. That's you already separated.
True.
We're already separated in that sense. That's what segregation is, and you're still
true.
Segregated. You just got to have resources so that they don't come in and punish you whenever
right,
they feel like doing
resources.
It. That's what you need. That's where the money comes in. We already separated if we're looking at it from that perspective.
Right.
So we got to get the cheddar. We got to control the resources so that we can protect those neighborhoods. You understand? But I respect your passion, brother. I respect your passion. Now, thank you for the call, brother. All right. Okay. Yeah, see, we gotta when we talk about these arguments, guys. The projects are the reservations. That's all they are. Projects. The hood is a reservation. Let me see what this is. What a lot of folks call. Yeah, the hood is a reservation. The hood is a reservation. What's up? Who's calling?
This is Joe from Houston. What's going on, Flex?
Joe from Houston. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I just wanted to get some food for thought from you real quick. In specific regarding like our involvement with like these race soldiers. One thing I'm tired of seeing black folks, tired of seeing us constantly trying to extend a hand across the aisle or extend the olive branch to try to make friends with these people who clearly don't give a fuck about our existence.
Yeah.
You know, so they're killing us in the street, so they clearly don't care about us. So we need to stop reaching out to them. So my question that I have for you is basically, do you think that we should just withdraw from being involved with the police force altogether, or do you think we should have like, you know, get brothers and sisters like who are on code, you know, foundational black Americans to like put them in the police force to watch out for us on the inside? Or do you think we should like focus on getting our, you know, political game up and our political clout up to where we can change policies to make sure that, you know, if we can't get these race soldiers, you know, out, make sure we can at least set up our political power wall to where they can't harm us without consequence.
And see, that's
all I have to add.
All right, thank you, brother. We need to do all the above. Can y'all hear me, guys? Okay, yeah, we need to do all the above. All the above. We need to do every single one of those things. We do need to have black folks on the force, foundational black Americans on the force, because just because you have a so-called melanated person on the police force, that don't mean anything if that person comes from another ethnic group. Just like in Florida, you all have seen the video of the little 6-year-old black girl getting arrested, getting the handcuffs put on her by that quote unquote black cop. That cop's name is Ramos. He's a Hispanic immigrant, and he's putting the cuffs on this kid. Let me tell you something. Even if his superiors told him to, he would not have done that to a white Hispanic kid. They wouldn't do that. Remember out there in, I think in Virginia, you had the white cops saying, hey, if they pass a law about a gun ban or whatever, we're not going to enforce that law. The police were telling the politicians, we're not going to enforce your law. They were straight up, the cops were saying this. We're not going to enforce it. And they use their own decorum whether or not they're going to enforce the law or arrest somebody or arrest a child. They're not going to arrest a Hispanic child. When I saw that child getting those cuffs on him and I saw this Negro, this Negro, I said, that nigga can't be from here. A foundation, you just can't. He can't be. You couldn't, I just couldn't see myself or anybody who has my mentality doing something like that to another black child, especially if you're a parent of black children. But if a person comes from another culture and they look at us as an ethnic other, then they can justify doing it. This is why the white supremacists, they put these people on top of us. They understand they're very scientific about the way they send their coons after us. Let me get this call. Let me see who else is calling. A lot of folks are calling tonight. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Todd Banks out of Florida. What's up, Brother Tariq?
Hey, Todd, how are you, sir?
Hey, man, I just want to give a shout out to you, man. I love what you're doing, brother. I've been following you for a couple of years now. I'm down here in Florida talking about the race soldiers.
No
man,
doubt.
Man, it's deep down here with that. Throwing kids, handcuffs on kids like every week down here. Especially stories that don't hit the news. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause I'm right here right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Down here in Tampa Bay. But I love what you're doing, brother, man.
Much respect, man. Thank you, sir. Let me get another call. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Steve from Compton, but I live in Dallas now.
What's up? You called before, right?
Yeah, I holler at you before.
Yeah, I remember.
Hey, I just wanted to piggyback on what OG was talking about as far as the, you know what I'm saying, how they really attacking the babies, you know what I'm saying? This shit is getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the other thing is really on some ism shit. Man, how do you feel like, all right, so I went on a date, right?
Yeah.
And we was cool, you know what I'm saying? We was having dinner and shit. So I brought up the conversation about, you know what I'm saying, her relationship with her father. You know what I'm saying? And I notice it's like the women I date, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm about to be 35, so I come in between that era of the OG 70s and 60s into this moist shit we got now. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I file back as, you know what I'm saying, I look as I'm the last of the dying breed. So as far as the man taking care of himself, that's all I know. So you got a lot of women who used to dealing with nothing-ass niggas. So they feel authority over them. And it's like, I feel like the women who have had their father in their life, they understand, you know what I'm saying?
Brother, we got to get to the point, brother. You got to get to the point. You got to get to the point. You got to get to your brother. You're doing a whole.
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, I just want to know, how do you feel? Because, like, basically what happened was I brought the subject up about her father, and it just went left. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? How do you feel about dealing with females who really ain't had a real man in her life?
Well, it just depends on how receptive she is to some good game. Now, how long have you known this woman? How long have you known her?
We went on about 4 days now, so it's going on about 3 months.
4 days.
You know what I'm saying?
Have you hit it yet, man?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm like, I mean, you're not really getting the right cooperation. How many times have you hit it, though?
I mean, after the second day, I didn't knock it every time we went out.
Oh, okay. So are you trying sound like you're trying to get into a relationship with this woman. You want a relationship with her?
Yeah, like I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to be 35, so you know what I mean? I'm out the prayer stage. I'm looking for the quality now. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about the quantity. So it's about the quality. So it's like the whole, not being submissive, but just understanding I'm a man and I'm gonna want to do certain shit, and she can't get that.
Just had a little song for you in the background. I ain't played this in a long time.
Oh, shit.
I ain't played this in a long time. Come on now.
My shattered dreams and broken heart. Standing on the shelf, yeah.
All right, brother, man, just keep it real, Marcus, with that girl, man. All right, man, let me get off here. Shit, y'all got me on here all night. God damn. Brother, you're just cupcaking. God damn. Let's get some women. Can we get some ladies to call up, guys? Let's get some ladies to call up. I want some ladies to call up. Ladies, hello?
Hello.
There we
Mr.
go.
Mr. Nashi?
Yes, who is this?
Hi, my name is Kenya Yaman. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. I live in Atlanta, Georgia right now.
How are you, Kenya?
Can't wait. I'm doing great. Can't wait to see you on the 20th of June.
Oh, yes. So what you doing up this late? Are you in Atlanta now?
Yes, I'm in Atlanta now. I work nights.
Okay. You don't work? You either work at the Waffle House or a strip club. Which one is it?
Ha, ha, ha. I'm 52. I don't do neither one.
Shit, that don't mean nothing, okay? That don't
mean nothing. Especially not down here.
Exactly.
No,
yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
So what's on
your mind? The question I wanted to ask you was about the attorney situation.
Yes.
My sister and I, we had been talking about trying to start, like, not a GoFundMe, but some kind of a format where we can get people to donate and we can gather the money so we can always have money on par for these attorneys that we need for just like that case you were talking about, the little girl and Albert, I don't know his last name, the one that got put in jail for 12 years for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, we do need some kind of legal help. And we need to come together as a community to get the money together to secure that. Yeah, so I don't know if you have anything that I could do, the direction I can go in or something.
Well, what you have to do, you have to be active in the community so that you can gain the community's trust. Because it boils down to that, because sometimes you have a lot of people who just pop out of nowhere and say, hey, y'all, give me some money so I can help this person and that person. But the problem is nobody knows you. Nobody's like, well, I don't know you. If I give you the money, are you going to do what you need to do with the money? So you have to really create a rapport within the community. So you have to go out there and already do the work. And when people see you already out here doing the work, then when you say, hey, I need a GoFundMe and I need some funds to do this, that, they say, okay, well, yeah, that's the sister over there. She's already doing work. So they'll be more apt to help you out. So that's what you should do. Just get active in the community and you'll get what you need to get. All right, thank you for the call, sister.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, indeed. So, see, that's the thing, guys. When we see cases like what's going on down there in Florida with that little girl, man, we need lawyers down there. We need lawyers that are down, lawyers who can go in and file certain paperwork, start hitting these police unions up, whatever police union is protecting these race soldiers. We need to have people down there filing class action suits, civil suits. We need lawyers out here to really do some groundwork. We really need that, guys. And I know there's a lot of lawyers out there. You're like, well, shit, I passed the bar. I'm trying to get up here around these white folks. You know, but we need some brothers and sisters with that Alton Maddox spirit. And even if you want to be low key, you can do that. Because I know the alt-right dudes, they got all types of lawyers working for them. And these guys, their lawyers are real low key with it. You ain't got to be on some Benjamin Crump all up in the camera, just on the low putting in that work. You understand? And you don't even have to go pro bono. Just be down. Niggas will give you what you need to have. We understand time is money, but we just need folks that's down with it. You understand? Now let's get some more ladies to call up. Let's get a couple of more ladies to call up. Let me see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello?
What's up? I'm gonna have you call back, brother. Let me get some ladies to call up. Because dudes be calling up with relationship problems. What's up? Who's calling?
This is Colin from Chicago.
I'm gonna have you call back, brother. Ladies. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello.
All right, ladies. Have you call back? All right. Yo, who's calling?
Yo, what's up, Tariq? This is Chris.
I had to call you. All right, bro. I hate to do y'all like this, brother. Ladies, here we go. Who is this?
Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
There you go. Finally.
My name's Sylvia Hanson. What's up, Tariq? Hello?
Hey, what's your name, sis?
Sylvia Haynes. I'm calling from California City, California.
California. Where is that? Is that by Palmdale somewhere?
Yeah, it's past Mojave.
Okay, you must be out there with a white man or a Mexican. What you out there doing?
No, I just was recently widowed.
You did what?
But I was recently widowed. Widowed, but no, I was with a black man from Mississippi, Hattiesburg.
Oh, well, you're widowed. That's unfortunate. How long were you married?
20 years.
Oh, wow. Wow.
6 months shy.
What happened to your husband, if I may ask?
An HMO killed him. Actually, a new doctor came in and started treating him for the wrong cancer. We went and for a second opinion and realized he was treating him for the wrong cancer. So
that's unfortunate.
I mean, litigation is very horrible.
Oh,
but he was a black man from Mississippi.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. So what's on your mind, sister? What's happening with you?
I'm just tripping because I just literally have gotten a lot of flack. I just recently had a whole bunch of people because when that Don Imus passed away, you posted something and I just said, I made a comment like, I don't know why I still love you. And oh my God, I cannot believe how many white supremacists were cussing me out and saying horrible stuff. And that's because you're this and that. And it's just, you are really upsetting a lot of white supremacists because what you say is truth.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes if you say it, it's unbelievable, but I cannot deny that you say so many things that for so many years, I'm over 50. And for so long, I have felt this way, but nobody, you know, they talk to you like you're crazy. Just like when you're talking about black, I was raised in South Bay, and I would talk to people and say, I'm black. And they would say, no, you're not. You're not black. You're so pretty.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's like,
wow.
Yes, I am black. And then I started saying to people when they do that, because they'd be like, you're not black. Come on, what are you mixed with? And I ended up, now my last thing was, I'm mixed with Slave Master, but they didn't keep good records, so I'm not sure. And then they just look at me like crazy and don't say nothing.
Wow.
But it really, literally, I even dated a guy that told me to say I was not black when I met his parents.
Wow.
And it was like, no. And so I understand when, you know, the pressure, I don't agree with it, but I understand the pressure as far as, especially in California, as far as, you know, when you say you're black, how you're treated.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's shunned. And so they do act like they're mixed or with something because it is a taboo to be black.
It is.
And
yes, it
caused me a lot of, you know, problems. Exactly.
Yeah, I feel
to be
you.
Black and powder.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, you're supposed to be apologizing for being black.
Exactly. Exactly. But thank you so much, sister. Thank you so much. And hopefully you find you a new gentleman in your life. You sound like a sweetheart. So we finally find you a new dude out there in California City. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not looking, but I'll tell you this. You are my dude as far as everything you say and the way you back a black woman and just all of that. This is true. I mean, I'm so glad to have told you thank you personally. And your hidden colors, that's when I first was introduced to you. By that, your DVD, you know, the Hidden Colors. And
yes,
it was like, my God, it was beautiful. So just keep it up. I'm so glad to personally be able to thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you, sister. Yeah, beautiful, sister. Yes, sir. Oh, that's enough. Oh, return. Okay, that's enough of that. Let me get that off. Well, yeah, that's what's up. But yeah, it's y'all don't really understand. My non-California people, it's real funny style out here, man. It's real funny style out here. Let me put my chopping it up music back on. But yeah, it's funny style out here, man. Folks are real funny about denying their blackness and all that stuff. And somebody, one of the callers made a good point. We got to stop apologizing. Look, this is why the white supremacists don't like me. Because I say some shit that's 100. I'm not trying to be nobody's damn friend. I'm not trying to be nobody with nobody. I don't want to be on some kumbaya. I'm not trying to be intersectional. I ain't trying to get no white cootie cat. That doesn't impress me at all. I'm not trying to get a job with white people. None of that stuff. They're not used to a black person being like that. And I stand on that. I don't backtrack on that. They're not used to a black person with that kind of mentality. Well, I ain't trying to be your buddy. See, they think, well, with a nigga, if we just act nice to him, that's why so many people, white people in Hollywood follow me. If we're nice to him, you know, that's what they really need. They just want a hug from us and they just want to be in the inner circle. And if we're nice to him, they're, you know, He'll come around. The problem is I haven't come around. Ain't no coming around. If you're not going to try to replace the system of white supremacy with justice, I mean, we don't have nothing to say. We don't have nothing to do. You know, I like foundational black Americans. That's my primary audience, and that's fine. See, we got this thing where psychologically black folks feel validated if white folks are acknowledging them or rocking with anything they have. No, I don't feel validated by that. You know, I like when foundational black Americans appreciate what I do. That's all that matters. Now, other people, they can if they want to. They can go buy my books and all that stuff, which they do. A lot of white people buy my books. My Art of Mackin books, more white people bought that book than black people. Let's be very clear. When my books were on the bestsellers list, more white people were buying the books than black folks. And the thing is, with black people who are in the entertainment business, when white people start patronizing your stuff, you're like, well, shit, I got to be extra nice to them now. Lord, thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you. You know, fuck all that. I mean, they got the book. They got some good game, and that's what it is. But I'm still all about black empowerment. And I'm not trying to be nobody's token. We got to be bold. We got to stop this kumbaya thing. That's why they always try to come at us with these symbolic gestures. Hey, we're going to have an intersectionality walk this Monday. We're going to all get together and have a parade and have a party and all. They love inviting niggas to parties, have a one-day event, and act like we're all kumbaya, and then send you back to the ghetto. Like my sister Dr. Frances Chris Welsing said, you know, the white supremacists, they love marches. They love a damn march. They love setting up marches. Y'all go march for a few hours, and at 6 o'clock when it gets dark, they go back to the suburbs. You go back to the ghetto to the same damn conditions. More confused. You understand? So this is why when they try to organize stuff like Bussy Palooza and all this stuff and all their manufactured Negroes, we have to be in a position to reject them. These are the Negroes that's handpicked by the white supremacists. And that's another reason they don't like me, because I call these handpicked Negroes out. All these niggas that they done cultivated for you, I'm the one sitting up here researching their ass, telling you the truth about them and neutralizing their power. They really don't like that. They don't like when you get rid of their coons. See, we got rid of Kamala Harris. We got Corey Bussey out the mix. We got Andrew Yang, Ain't the Fang, out the mix. See, we're getting their folks out the mix. They don't like that. And we're doing it on a grassroots level. They don't like that. But we got to keep up that pressure. We got to keep the foot on their necks. This is why we got to have people who are lawyers, people who are trying to get into the political game, people, we need brothers and sisters who's in law enforcement to let us know what's going on the inside. We need this for real, not just in theory and practice. We got to get all this stuff popping for real, for real. Anyway, let me get up out of here because it's late as hell. I know it's late over there where y'all are in the East Coast. Wait here, y'all asses don't go to sleep. In New York, it'd be 4 o'clock in the morning, popping like a motherfucker. So I know y'all ass is probably just about to go to the club right now in New York. But anyway, man, go to, again, we got 2 days left for the Hidden Colors DVD sale. All six DVDs, HiddenColorsFilm.com, Hidden Colors 1 through 5, including 1804. All six DVDs, $49. That's half off. You're going to get that. Two more days left, HiddenColorsFilm.com. Also, my LA guys, we're mixing and mastering the new Mink Slide album now. We're my mixers and mastering guys in LA. Y'all email me too. info@tariqelite.com. If you're in LA, you do mixing and mastering. I want to try some new mastering cats who's in the music game out here. Email me. email me info@tariqelite.com. LA dudes only. LA people only. LA people only. And I'm going to holler. Y'all go to FBAC2020.com. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. And I'm going to holler. Shout out to everybody who called in tonight. I'm going to holler.